Today's daf in Masechet Gittin is daf Vov, and we are holding at Bar Hadaya on the end of daf Lamed Beis. So this is three lines up from the large lines at the bottom. Bar Hadaya boy leituye gita. So Bar Hadaya wanted to bring a get as a shliach, and he came to Reb Achi. Now, Rav Achi was the Mimuneh Agiti, and this is an example of the halacha of, as it says in the Gemara, anybody who's not an absolute baki in Gittin v'kiddushin should keep his stupid nose out of it, because these are issues that are too serious to give over to amateurs, and it, therefore the minhag became that in every town there was somebody that was appointed specifically to deal with these issues. And it was Rav Achi who was the one who was Mamuna Gittin. So Bar Hadaya came to him to get instructions for how exactly he is meant to behave as a shliach lehilacha. Omar Le, so he taught him, look, you, if you're going to be saying v'fanai nechta v'fanai nechta, tzarich ata la'amod al kol ot va'ot. You have to see the entire thing, every letter from front to beginning, or you can't say v'fanai nechta v'fanai nechta. Because otherwise it would be a lie. Now the question is what that is for. Whether it seems to be just a formal fulfillment of the word. Since I'm saying v'nai nechtav, that means v'nai nechtav kulo. Because no matter what the issue is, especially if the issue is only in order to avoid, according to Rava, remember the confusion. We only say b'fanai nechtav to avoid the confusion that people think the kiyum can be done yedei echad, because we're believing the shliach, so we confuse the listener by talking about the ketiva, so he wouldn't think that it's a normal din in kiyum shtarot. So what possible reason would there be for saying tzarich ata la'amod al kol ot va'ot? It would have to only be because that's what you said. You said b'fanai nechtav. You didn't say b'fanai nechtav rubo and so on. So Bar Hadaya understood that that's the only way that we would interpret those words. And Mamela, you can't be made something that isn't true. He ended up coming, Bar Hadaya, in front of Rav Ami and Rav Asi, and they told him, that's ridiculous. Yeah, you're overdoing it. You do not have to be actually present when every last thing of the get is written. You only need, as we'll see later on, one line. Later on, Rashi explains one line means that was the ikar part of the get, which is the name of the man and the woman, and the reat mutarat l'chol adam. We're going to see more about that when we get to the issues of the difference of the Torah and the Torah of the get. But even if, they told Bar Hadaya, even if you want to insist when you give over the testimony, as you're doing, that b'fanai nechtav kol ot va'ot, because you want to be machmer, you want to do what you were told to do by Rav Achi, it should not be done. Because v'chite ma'avit l'chomer, you'll say, okay, well, you know, he told me to do it, so what the heck, it can't hurt, right? Not true. It can hurt. Because nimtzato motzi la'azar gittim arishonim. Everybody say, oh, well, we saw in such and such a bezdin that they were mocked, but to say every last word, I didn't hear that when you delivered the get and so on. And it would turn out that they would be mavato gittin and claim that the children were mavzerim. And so that was the whole point. He said, we want to avoid these kind of problems. Rabba bar Barachana aiti gita. And he was having problems because he was afraid to say v'fanai nechtav v'fanai nechtam, because only palga was ichtav kameh. Half it was written in front of him, but the other half was not written in front of him. So he comes to Rabbi Elazar and asks him, so what's he supposed to do? Marle afilu lo katav bo ala shita achat lishma, shuv eino tzarich, what's the difference? As long as you saw, now this is about Chokas actually, Tosus learns, that first of all, apparently he's going a lot libid rabba, right? That he's saying davka lishma. I mean, that's, if you're going to rabba, you wouldn't have to say lishma. But even if you're going to rabba, the way Tosfos understands it, the pshat is, shita achat would mean the opening line. Why? Not because the opening line is important, necessarily, but because that's a sign that they know what they're doing. So they made a point of writing it lishma. So fine, we can assume the rest of it lishma, is lishma. And again, Rashi later on, the implications are that the Shita Achat is the essential Shita. But you don't have to worry about anything else, because if you see them knowing what they're doing, that would be sufficient. Now, in this particular locale, the implication, as we'll see in a moment, is very much like ptosis. We're not even interested in what it is that specifically what he wrote, but nonetheless, it's begun properly. Now, Rashi later on talks about the Shita Rishona that includes Shema Ish for Shema Isha and the date and this month. But here, as the Gemara continues, Rav Ashi Amar, it isn't a function of even necessarily having that done in front of you. All you need to do is to know. That's all that you're really telling us when you say that it was Nichtar. All you need to know is that the people who were writing the get knew what they were doing. That's what's important. And therefore, afilu ken kamus or ken magilta. It doesn't matter whether you heard the sounds of the... Now, Rashi has two pshatim, and people get a little confused on the first pshat because he understands the ken is tikkun, is the shortening of the word tikkun, which would mean you heard them preparing the kumus to write the get, and the megilta is the cloth for the get to be written on. Of course, there's no din by anybody's standards of halacha lishma on the actual preparations of the cloth or anything like that. We're not talking about tefillin and mezuzahs or anything. So what the Rishonim understand the meaning in Rashi is that you heard the Baal order the get from the guy, and he says, okay, let's get things into place over here. We have to write a get for so-and-so, ben so-and-so, and so-and-so, bat so-and-so. So you basically, that's what you heard. Other lashon that Rashi brings, which is the meaning that everybody else assumes, and that is that when you rub, that it's basically amenopitapit, because when you rub a piece of cloth, you open it up, or you rub a kumos against the cuff, it sounds like a kin, right? So it's a scratchy sound. So it means you heard the scratches of the writing it. It does so. In other words, you didn't see anything. All you heard was him writing it, and they discussed it.
You didn't see it at all.
You didn't have to see it all, right? You just heard. That's enough, because you're basically in the presence of the whole thing. Is really an exaggeration. So you're in the presence of them writing the get. They know what they're doing. And you say the fine dichtav from minach. It's sufficient. This is on the Ketiva part. And the Chatima part, it could be different. Maybe we'll have to actually see the Chatima. If you hold it, the Chatima karte. Tanik avati de Ravashi, hamevi get mimitinat hayam, afilu hu babayit v'sofer ba'aliyah. Look, it could be you weren't even in the same room. The sofer was upstairs, right? You're downstairs, or vice versa. Hu ba'aliyah, sofer ba'bayit. And for that matter, afilu niklas v'yotzek aliyam kulo. You're walking in and out all day long. It's still 100% okay, even though you didn't watch the whole thing. What? Huba bait v'sofer ba'aliyah. What does that mean? Then what did he see? He didn't see anything. So then Aloko Chazilei. It must be that even though he didn't see it, he must have some relationship to the Ksivets. That's Tommy's in the same area. El Olaf, Kigun de Shabak, and Kul Musav, and Kain Megilta. That must be the pshat. That he heard it, and that is a raya exactly to what Rav Ashi was saying. When you say that last piece, I didn't quite understand. I feel nichlas v'yotzi kolayom kulo kosher. Who is going in and out all day long? Who? Man. But the shliach. What does he have to come in bichlal? I mean, you said if he's in one room and the sofer is in the other room where it doesn't see him at all, it's kosher. Kosher if he's walking in and out. What does he have to walk in and out for? But the case makes no difference. Makes no sense. So if there you're telling me it's kosher, where the lochazilei, nichlas v'yotzi. Well, obviously, nichlas v'yotzei, me boy. This is, I mean, we don't want to say, to talk about nichlas v'yotzei into the room where he wasn't. I mean, that's, and the parsha says he's walking in and out where the sofer is, not that. So he's yotzei v'nichlas. I mean, then obviously, he doesn't have to be yotzei v'nichlas. He's just here. So why does he need yotzei v'nichlas? It's got to be the what? That the sofer was walking in and out of the house. What do I care what the sofer is doing? What do you mean? Like, there's got to be an uninterrupted.
No, not,
yeah, so he's not allowed. What he's not allowed to do is watch in between, go watch TV. I understand what this is supposed to mean. So for Pshita, what? There's some reason to say it because it's Nichlas v'Yotzei, which should possibly yet. That means Yotzei v'Nichlas to the Mshuk. That's the Pshat. Lotzuchan enough, like Mshuka, Then he comes back. So maybe we should be chayish. Listen, this guy's always on the lookout for business. You know, maybe he met another guy who said, hey, listen, you know, I need a get quick. Ah, can't take another minute. Well, I'm in the middle of it. Put me ahead. So maybe we should be chayish that the that he's an emergency get, and maybe he used like the first words that he was started writing, and he used it for somebody else. Yeah. So ma'odetema ina shakrin ashkechei va'amarle kamashmal an. Now, what is the din of Bavel? Now we're going to see that later on. We have a machlokas. What is the din of Bavel vis-a-vis Eretz Yisrael? And because of that, Tosfos understands that's not our question over here. Our question over here is what is the din of Bavel in terms of the Medina l'Medina in Bavel? So, in other words, is there in fact a din in Bavel? We said la'kashalom. Do things are different? Is it? There's still a question of in Bavel of the problem of not being able to find Eden. So Rav says Bavel has the same that is Eretz Yisrael when it comes to Gittin. No, because I mean there we said that Eretz Yisrael has special laws because even if it would be Medina l'Medina, we always have the fact that people are coming up for the Yellow Regal or since the Takon of Ezra Batei Dinim, they're coming up for Batei Dinim. We always get to find people who are going to be Mekayim the Get, and then we don't have to worry about not having Edim L'Kayim. So Rav says the same thing is true for Gittin. Shmuel says, no, it's not true. So what would they be arguing in? Lema Boka Miflagein, the Marsav L'Fisha Ein Bekin L'Shmo V'Anik Mire. Could it be that that's the machlokas that Rav is saying, look, if the chashash is lishma, then in Bavel the big bekiyim. I mean, everybody's going to yeshiva over there and so on, and that was the charash mazger. I mean, that's the mokar of the Talmud Bavli. Why wouldn't they know the din over there? Where Shmuel is tining that he holds the problem is like Rav, that they need a mitzvim lekaimai. Obviously, that is a ridiculous svara because v'tispara, we've already shown there's no way to say that Rabbah is only concerned for lishma. He would have to be concerned for einayim mitzvim l'kaima. So that can't possibly be the machlokas because Rabbah eat later Rava. Okay, so then obviously there's got to be, we're all agreed across the board, there's a problem of kiyam haget, right? So okay, so tzarech l'kaima. If we need bina l'kaima, so then the question is, what would be the nafkamina between Bavel and any other place? I mean, we already said, Medina l'Medina, Chutz Laretz, you definitely need to say, because otherwise you won't have any mitzvim l'kaim. Why would Rav say Bavel is different, yeah? Because we proved that. There was no way to get out of it.
I understand. No. Why can't we say that there's a different heat that's not...
Because he'd have to deal with the same issues that Rabba did.
So there's no way out of... Right,
well, there's no way out of it. We would have done the same thing to him that we did to anybody else. Okay, so therefore, Rav must be the machlokas is like this. Rav has a higher opinion or a lower opinion, depending whether you're going to yeshiva or out of yeshiva. So Rav Safar, kiven de'ika mitifta, mishkach shchiche. Since there's yeshivas all over, right? So what's the difference if it's a different medina? People are running between Surah and Narda and from Batis. I mean, everybody's going around, you know, it's always yeshiva bochum running around time. So Mamela, you're going to find Eidim L'Kaimo. It's the same thing as Eretz Yisrael coming up to Besdin. Where Shmuel says, please, yeshiva bochum don't know anything about life, and they wouldn't know anybody's signature. They're Torah in their Beis HaMedrash, and whatever's going on, they have no idea. And therefore, metifta begir sayu Torah. So you can't include that in Eidim Mitzvim L'Kaima. You'll come up to him and say, excuse me, boy, do you recognize his signature? And all you'll get out of him is a duh, and that's not good. And therefore, we can't rely on that for Kiyum. Omer of Abba, Omer of Una. Hasino atzmenu bibavel ke Eretz Yisrael legitin michiato Rav lebavel. From the time that Rav came to Bavel, now we made ourselves in Bavel like Eretz Yisrael. So there's a different approaches to this. It makes no sense to say michiato Rav lebavel that's a din in Lishma, because there was plenty of yeshivas in Bavel before Rav came to Bavel, and Shmuel had been in Bavel, and Arda was a famous yeshiva, and therefore it can't mean that. So let's not talk about Lishma, Lechora, right? So Rashi understands that once Rav opened up Surah, and Shmuel had been present long in Narada, and therefore we've got people running around before, right? So, but the question of Lishma would have nothing to do with when Rav came to Bavo, because we know that at the Golos of Yechonyahu, they already had taken the Charash and Masger to Bavo, and those were all the greatest Tamei Chachamim and Rosh Yeshivas and so on. So it's not possible that only when Rav came, they became Gemiri? Obviously not. So they were Gemiri before, and now there's competition. So
this
competition.
This causes the traffic as opposed to 1 cent.
Exactly. There's no longer 1 cent.
Yeah.
Tosis learns maybe the Pshat Chiyoti Rav Lebovel doesn't mean Rav the person. Maybe it means when the Rabbanim came to Bavel with the Charash or Masger. It's a little funny, as you know, Atzmeinu, you know, because it would have been a long time. It's okay.
It just struck me that another level of the significance of the Babylon exhibition and the Bible is you have 100 years of shtaros. That's what it is. It's businesses with Hatimos and with Aden. You can see the structure coming out of Bayis Rishon. You're hundreds of years before, and you see how it's working.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why all the Rishonims can't mean this. Fine. Okay. The same idea. Motiv Rabbi Yirmiyah. I don't understand how you can say this. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, Mirekem lemizrach, Virekem kemizrach, Miashkelon to Dorom, Ashkelon to Dorom, Miakol to Tzafon, Viakol to... I mean, Akol. When you're talking about Bavel, when you're talking about hundreds and hundreds of miles beyond these borders, how all of a sudden can you start telling me that Bavel is Eretz Yisrael when the Mishnah was clearly excluding it? I mean, Bavel is certainly a lot further away than Akko, no? Well, Bavel, it's for not Eretz Yisrael, Kaima. Dichtiva Yomer Hashem Elai Mitzafon Tipat Acha Ra'a. Then Rabbi Meir says, Akko is Eretz Yisrael Agitin. But Afil Rabbi Meir Lo Komer Alaba Akko. I mean, Rabbi Meir's talking about Akko, fine. You know, so it's close by. Okay, but Bavel. Bavel is Mirchako. He certainly would never have suggested Bavel is Eretz Yisrael. Lo. And of course, the answer is quite obvious. He asked the question and he answered the question. And it means these are the borders other than Bavel. That's all. In other words, this is the question of what was the meaning of the original Gezerah. Bavel, Eretz Yisrael, that's one category. The rest is Medinat Hayam. How do we define Bavel, though, in terms of, I mean, the Mishnah gave us the Gvulot in terms of Eretz Yisrael. And remember the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, that those Gvulot were unique Gvulot that had to do specifically with the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael, because that's where we would have dealings with either the Gemire or whether the Shluchi Mitzuyim. And outside of the Yeshiva, it has nothing to do with whether technically this is Eretz Yisrael or not. It has to do with what the situation is in terms of population density. So what would be the Din Lagabe Bavel, an Echnim Bavel? Omer of Papa, look, we've got this big machlokus in Kedushin about Bavel in terms of Yuchasim. What were the areas that you could rely on the Yuchasim in Bavel? That was all Nugia, the work that Ezra had done to make Bavel into an absolutely clean Issa, and that it shouldn't be any problems of Yichus, and all of the Psula Yichus were concentrated in particular areas. It's the same thing about Klokus L'Yuchasim. Kach Machlokus L'Gitin. Rabbi Yosef said, well, it's nothing to do with that. Machlokus is L'Yuchasim L'Gitin. Everybody agrees. Bavel is the population center, which goes all the way up to the second Arava by the bridge. So at Arava Tinyana D'Gisha, that's where people go, that's where the ports are, that's where transport is, that's where the buses run, that's where you've basically are going to find people interrelating in commerce and so on, and therefore that's Nogea, the dinim of Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaima. Rav Chista was Matzrich, for a fascinating situation. So then Rav Chista was Matzrich in one direction, which is really weird, from Aktispon to Be'archir. But from Be'archer to Aktisfon, he wasn't Matzrich von Einichta von Einechtam, which is like, okay, how do you get on to that? I mean, might it be because Lema Kasava Lefish Ein Bekim Lishma, and therefore one town is Bucky and the other town is not Bucky. So maybe Archer you don't need, because in Archer there were Bukiim, but in the other direction there weren't Bukiim. But obviously that doesn't hold water, as we just showed before, because we saw that Rabba Islay the Rava. So anybody's got to be concerned for Kiyim, and therefore, if he is concerned for Kiyim, so then why do we not have a bidirectional problem? However, the point is that this is an unusual situation. The large market area was in Aktisvan, and that was the area where people would write post-dated checks, and they would use their credit cards, and they would sign their credit cards, so that all of the merchants in Aktisvan were very familiar with the signatures of the people in Archer. And therefore, once a get arrived in Aktisvan, even though it had been sent from Archer, there was no problem. Because Hanik, even the Azilushuka Lahatam, Hanik Yadeh Bechatim Atyaneh, these people were always writing checks. Believe me, all of the merchants knew exactly whose check you can't trust, and exactly what is no problem. They got very quickly to recognize everyone's credit card and everyone's signature. So there's no problem. However, the other direction, how are they supposed to know? Because Zani ben Anach lo yodai, I mean, what, they're going to pick up the fact they happen to be there in the shuk and they do a little business? I mean, they're bishukayotorit. They're busy with their businesses and they're not, in fact, able to become the keem of what's going on around there. And therefore, it's very possible that it goes in one direction only. Rabba bar Avua was matzrich even from one side of the street to the other side of the street. So that's mi arsa le'arsa. Rav Shesha says, even if you're a different chatzer, Meshkuna has three houses, he was matzrich mishkuna shkuna. And Rava said, even if it's in the same shkuna, you know why? Wait a minute, doesn't he make sense? Isn't Rava the one who says that the only problem is Ein Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kayima? You're not going to give me this thing of Lashma. All of a sudden we're going to find out that Rava holds Rava too. We might as well throw in the towel. No, that's not what it means. At least not yet. But Shinei B'nai Mechuzah, remember that Rava's town is B'nai Mechuzah. B'nai Mechuzah was the L.A. of the day. And therefore nobody in B'nai Mechuzah stays in town for more than a day at a time. They were all riches. They lived their life in Vietnam, Cambodia, Mauritania, somewhere South Africa.
Tahiti.
What? Tahiti. But you're certainly not going to find them as a sucker at home. So how's he supposed to know what's going on? You're pointing out where they...
Find somebody.
All three of them.
Forget about it.
And Mechuzah is in the south, just like here's Aksifon, Ardashir, and Mechuzah. The same in Bava.
Didn't you learn, my fair lady? In Aktisvan, Archer, and Kuzos, hurricanes hardly happen.
Very nice.
I guess not.
It's been a while.
There you go, the three bridges. Down the river and above. Thank you.
Aksifon has this famous arch, one of the largest ancient arches still standing.
Really?
Yeah,
can we have a picture of the Arch of Aktisvan? Maybe that was the big shopping plaza.
Before it just blows it up.
That's right. That's no joke. Is it still around? Who knows? Huh? Maybe it's in there.
The ancient world. I don't know.
What's the, is that the modern name of the city still, Aktisvan?
C-T-S-E-P-H-I-O-N, something like that.
Yeah. So it's without the A. It's without the A.
It doesn't start with
A. Right, yeah, no, listen, I remember that. Okay, I would never have put the two together, thank you. All right, so we have, therefore, a different situation, which is very nogea l'halacha, because Tosfos says that, this is a very, very contemporary Tosfos. Tosfos says that nowadays, everybody's a jet setter. Nobody knows what's going on in their local community, and therefore everybody has to say b'fanai nechtam, no matter where you come, because you'll never find Eidim L'Kayimo. And that's how we paskin. Isn't that interesting? Yes. All from this like one throwaway line, Shani b'nei mechuzah d'naide. Yeah, but today everybody's naide. Can you imagine somebody who's going on trips So what do they know? So they're no longer kavu in their place.
But you're not going to see the rules. It's all the scriptures on a given time. They define statistically.
No, it's all kinds of discussions, whether if someone knows that they're going on a trip, so the woman would be makbidavka to find out and get their gittim mikuyamot before the people leave. It's some of this happens to suggest we should do it, unless that's a shulchan aruch pasuk. Fine. Rav Chanin mishtai. So Rav Chanin was saying over this maysa over here, the Rav Kana aite gita. And he was talking, meaning that he didn't say things over very formally. He's saying, I don't remember much. Whatever. I can just tell you basically what I remember, you know. That's about Mishtoi. He's telling over Mice. And whatever the Mice was, he had gone to Rav. So he asked Rav, so do I need to say Fanai Nechtav or Fanai Nechtav or not? Omar Le, not really. Because the truth is, Bavel is Keretz Yisrael, as we said. However, if you do, it would be so nice. Now, this tells us the Arch of Octisphon. Yay! The Shuk of Octisphon lives in our Daf Yomi. There it is. There you go.
Now we know.
One of the many architectural wonders of Mesopotamia. Mm-hmm. Built in 400 AD by the Parthians. The largest single span vault of unreinforced brickwork in the world, except for St. Louis. The arch.
The important question is it in the Barnett?
Ah, we know that it is. Of course. No. Obviously. Fine. Now, what Rav has just told us, gentlemen, is a very important halacha, which is that once we were mechadish the din of the fanai nechtav, fanai nechtam, as taking the place of maybe einei mitzuyim lekaimo, it does not only take the place where there's no options. It's a formula that could be used under any conditions. And even if there's plenty of Eidim Mitzvim L'Kaimo, it's a wonderful solution to the whole Kiyum problem. Why don't we just get the get initially stamped in the Besdin and have every Shliach say, V'fanai Nechtam, V'fanai Nechtam, and then we don't have to worry. And that's what Rav tells him. The din of V'fanai, you're asking Tzorech Ani Lomar. But why should we worry about Tzorech? Why not? What does it hurt? I mean, it's such an easy t'nai now that we've come up with King Kamusa. Well, it's a big deal. So you're giving over the Besdin. So now you're saving a lot of heartache and a lot of running around if you simply present it that way. What does that mean? Because what you're saving is Diyati Baal Ma'ar, Lo Mashkechin Alei. If the Baal shows up and makes problems, nobody's going to pay any attention to that Baal if you'll say, Bifanai Nechta, Vanai Nechta. Kidatanya, there was a Maaseh Ba'adam Echad She'evi Get Lifnei Rabbi Yishma. So Amar Lo, so the guy tells him, he's about to present a get. Do I need to say Bifanai Nechta, Vanai Nechta or not? Oh, I need, sorry. Amar Lo, he says to him, Bini, where do you come from? Amar Lo, Rabbi, I come from Kfar Sisoi. Amar Lo, so he said to him, so then you should say Bifanai Nechta, Vanai Nechtam, Shalot Tizakek La'idin. Now that obviously means that Rabbi Yishmael was telling him, you don't really need to, and that was your question, but you do need to in order to avoid Aiden, the need for Aiden. So it was basically, he was saying over what Rav was saying. Well, why the heck not? You ask the question in this way, and I'm going to tell you, you'd need to say it no matter what. I'm clarifying to you, it's not absolutely necessary the way it would be if you came from somewhere other than Kfar Sisoi. Now, Rav Yiloi, he was an apprentice basically there with Rav Yishmael, trying to learn Psakim and so on. And very often we find that there are Talmidei Chachomim that stand by a Besdin to fight, you know. So Rav Yiloi was there. Now he would ask, okay, so what did he paskin? You know? So the guy says he paskin, I have to say Kfar Nechtam, Kfar Nechtam. Now Rav Yiloi did not like that. He comes into the Besdin. And he says to Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi, well, Kfar Sisoi is exactly like Kfar Ludim to Lud. It's Muvlat Betchum Eretz Yisrael. It's even Krovalet Tzipori Yoter Miyako. Okay? So I don't know, what's this problem? Vitzan Rabbi Meir Omer Ako is Keretz Yisrael Legitin. And the only machlokas that we had was Rabban arguing about Ako, because over there it's Mirchaka, but Kfar Sisoi, which is Mamish right up there. They didn't argue. So Rabbi Yishmael says to Rabbi, like, shh, my boy, it's okay. It's okay. Shtok, Bani Shtok. Okay, fine. You're right. Oh, Yatzad Amar Beheter Yatzad. Listen, is there a problem? Everything's good. It's good. Okay, so cut out the OCD. She'll have a kosher get. Everything will be fine. It's good. What do you mean? What in the world was bothering Rabbi Loi? Rabbi Shmuel said that in the first place, right? Rabbi Shmuel said, what's Rabbi Loi coming in and starting to talk about where Kfar Sisoi is, if Rabbi Shmuel already obviously knew that, because Rabbi Shmuel had paskin, well, you don't really need b'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechtam, but you need it in order to help the lady out, right? So why was Rabbi Loi talking to him about where it's located? Because the people coming out of the courtroom, lo simukam, they didn't say the whole thing, they just said, he said, we need it. He said we need it because anyway, shlot is akiklaim. So the mice, okay, Rabbi Shmuel wasn't going to set him straight and so on. You know, I know you hear half stories, but it's all good, my kid. All is good. Shalach le Rav Aviatar l'Rav Chista. So Rav Aviatar sent a message, Rav Chista, Ditina ba'im misham lekan, ein tzarich lomar b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtam. There's no problem of b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtam, from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. Does that mean because Ein Begiyin Lishma and in Bavel they are Begiyin? Again, what's the matter with you? That's ridiculous, because even if it were true, it wouldn't be true. Because we already showed that Rabba eat later Rava. So anyway, you're going to have to address the Eidim Etziyin Lekaima. Oh, sorry, I did it again. That's three times in one day. Elo Dekulayama Beina Lekaima. The point is that people are always traveling between these places. That's part of the yeshiva issue. It's a given the ikarabi. The salke, venachte. I mean, people go all the time. There's business, there's commerce. I mean, there's Eretz Yisrael. People come to Eretz Yisrael. There's flights every day. So it's Mishkach Shkich. There's lots of people. I'm Rav Yasser. I don't know. Who's this Rav Yasser guy? Who's to say he's a Bar Samcha? I don't know what him. Never heard of him. Man Leimelon the Rav Yasser Bar Samcha. I understand. All of a sudden we get a letter from some guy. Do you know who he is? You know that you can rely on Rav, just because he said it, we're quoting him now. Not to mention the fact that I have my doubts about this guy. And I'll tell you why I have my doubts. Oh, I don't think he's really very intelligent. Now, you know, that Rav Yehuda gets a letter about complaining about kollels, and it was from Rav Yasser. And he wrote Rav Yehuda that said, B'nei Adam Olim Misham Lekan. These people, they come from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, leaving their wives behind. And Hakimu Ba'atzmam, and they were Mekayim on themselves. Vayitnu Hayelad Bazona, Vahayalda Machru Bayayin V'yishto. I mean, these guys have their wives, you know, going to work in these offices. Forget it. I mean, you might as well move them into the red light district. It's a disaster. And these people don't have anything to eat. The kids end up in prostitution. The credit card companies take the children away. And you know, who knows what happens over there? This is the takara of your kailos over there in Bavel. Now, I wouldn't complain about the fact he's obviously not from and complaining about kailos, but he wrote the pasuk without sirtut, a total amaretz. Forget this guy. Boy, that's the end of his reputation. Below sirtut. You can't write a pasuk without sirtut. Reb Yitzchak says, two words you can write, shtayim kotvim, but shalosh ain't kotvim. And in the Braita it says you can write three words, kol sason v'kol. Yeah, but that's no good. You have to write kol sason v'kol simcha. How are you going to do that? There are all kinds of etzes for that. You write kol sason, one side of the invitation. Right? Kol chasan. And on the other side, Kol Kalah, you'll notice people do that very because you shouldn't have all these words written straight out from a pasuk. Okay. So anyway, this guy didn't even know that halacha. Shammai Abaye, what's the matter with you? What? People who don't know that halacha is already, that's it, they're pasul. Now they're not kosher for anything, I guess. It's almost as bad as having an iPhone. What's the matter with you? But it's not as if this is a svara. You're quoting Rav Yitzchak, so you're lucky. You know Rav Yitzchak, no? And if somebody never heard that there's a halacha not to write three words without sirtutz already, you can't believe anything that he said. Bishlama milta detalya besvara lechayai. Okay, a guy should have figured something out and used his brains. I understand. Okay, guy, that's not a bar samcha. But somebody has to be a bookie in every single mimer. Forget about the question of whether it's a bright and so on. But somebody said something at some base of interest somewhere, and he didn't hear it, so now he's not reliable. So it's a Gemara. Gemara Lo Shmili, he didn't hear about it. Not to mention the fact that maybe you don't like Rav Avyasa so much. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to find him perfectly okay. Because he happens to be the one guy that we know that he's got full backing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To ask him more al yoda, he's the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us comment. Yeah, that's right. Because what was the Maisa? It says by Pilegesh Begiva, Vatizneh alav Pilegesh. So this guy got rid of his Pilegesh. He is furious about her. She ends up going to her father's home. He goes back, brings her back home, and on the way home comes all this horrible story of Pilegesh Begiva. Of course, we never found out why he had sent her home in the first place. Was it the proverbial cold cup of coffee? Was it the Sar Hamashkim? Do we know? Rabbi Yasser said he found a fly in the coffee, and so he threw her out. Zvuv Matzala. Rabbi Yonatan said, good Lord, it's worse than that. He found a hair. Nima Matzala. Now, Rav Avyasser bumped into Eliyahu HaNavi, and he said, tell me something, what exactly is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing now? He said, I'd like to get an audience. He said, no, he's busy being Isaac in the Sugya Pelebish Begiva. So Rav Avyasser, so what's he saying? What Pshat Rav HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying? He's saying, Avyasser B'ni says, Azvuf. Yonatan B'ni says, a Nima. I'm like, what? Chas v'shalom, miyik esveka kamishamaya? What do you mean? He doesn't know. He's got to quote my shita. I mean, I'm like, no. You don't understand, Elio explains to him. Elu ve'elu divra elokim chayim. And both are true. What happened was that he started off with a zvuf. That got him really furious. He said, okay, mela. Fly fell in from somewhere else, like the Sahara Mashkin, you know. I mean, what can I do? Maybe as I was setting the cup of coffee down, in flies the fly. But then the Nima Matzah, then he was Makbid. So the fact, okay, Mela, that everybody knows Rav Yonatan's chat about the Nima. Okay, so that's how we learned the Pasuk for generations. But the whole series that there must have first been a Zvuv before there was a Nima, or he wouldn't have reacted so harshly to the Nima, you see, that only Rav Avyasser knew. Uh-huh. So clearly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes Rav Avyasser. The fact that it happened to be Rav Avyasser who reported on the meeting of Eliyahu and so on and so forth, well, you know.
That doesn't mean
we assume he's a Bar Samcha. Okay. Anyway, Rav Yehuda says, look, the zvuv was in a bowl of soup, but the nima was a pubic hair that was honor, you know. So botumakom. The zvuv is only a problem of having a disgusting bowl of soup, but the nima is a sakanta. I mean, this woman's not going to be careful about pubic hairs. God only knows her. She'll catch him in his genitals and tear off a piece. He was furious. They were very mocked on this kind of thing in those days. So that was the... And that's a sakanta, or both. It could be actually both of them in the bowl of soup, you know. So the zvuv is an onus, like the Sahara Mashkim. The nima is a pshiuta. What's going on over here? You don't can't tie your hair up properly and wear a bathing cap? Omrav Chista. Look, the truth is, be a little reasonable at home, you know? You got to talk nicely and don't scare your wife half to death. This Pelegesh Begiva, he tilala ba'ala imayitera. And look what happened. Tens of thousands of people were killed just because this guy was such a kapdan. Omer of Yeram Rav Kolam Hatil, imayitera b'vitok beto. Sofu bali de shalosh averot, gilui arayot. Now, it's not that we're learning gilui arayot from Pelegesh Begiva. Rashi learns the Gilui Arayot over here means that she'll be too scared to tell him that she didn't go to be tevil for his nida or nidot because it was freezing cold in that mikveh and I wasn't going to go in and freeze my toesies off anyway, but she won't tell him. So he'll be nichshal because she's scared of him. Yeah. Why doesn't he say, Lamaisa, that the point is Pelegesh Begiva apparently because of Pelegesh does not have a din of Gilui Arayot. It's not the equivalent of an Eshet Ish. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyeh Bedvaro. It could be Shvichut Damin, because like the Pelegesh Begiva would be a Raya, or maybe she'll scare her so much that she'll, you know, take chances and do things that are dangerous. And Chilul Shabbat, you know, she'd be scared to tell him that she didn't put up the cholent in time, you know, oh, another 10 minutes, noon, Nishke Frelich, Rabbi Notam in an emergency, you know, or she'll light the candles too late, and so on. Omar Rabba Barbachani, you know, Rabbanan who say Shlosh Advarim Tzarich Adam Lamar B'toch B'to Erev Shabbat Im Chashecha. She's supposed to basically make certain three things in your house. Yitzartem, Eravtem, and Adlikot Taner. Did you take care of the Meiser before it's too late on Shabbos? Did you do an Eruv? Your Rashi says Eruv Chatzeres. L'maisa in the Shabbos, the Mashmaut is not. That the Eruv Chatzeres is okay to do even if it's Sofek, as we learn, right? So it would be Erev Tchumim, which is more Chomer. And Hadli goes on there, okay, get that candle lit. That's true. However, I want to tell you, says Rabbi Baruch Hanan, you got to say it nicely. And so Tzarech Lameimra B'nechuta Ke'echad L'kablu Mineh, because if not, then they're just gonna, it's just going to become he's a threat to everybody, and just let's try to figure out that he'll be happy. But it's not that the thing is really important. Yeah. Right. I don't know, you know, maybe he thinks he's very smart. I didn't hear anything from him. I used to do this on my own little cognizance, and it's pretty reasonable. V'kiyamte misvara. So some say that he was actually saying that the point of Ke'ech the Kablumin is not the issue. I was Mekayimet Bisvara because of the normal thing of how it is that you have to talk about it. Om Rebbe Abau, Liolama, Yatil Adama, Ada, Emayet Rabbatok Beto, Shari Adam Godoli, Til Emayet Rabbatok Beto, Vechilu Dover Godol. There was a great man. Who is that? It's Rebbe Chanina Ben Gamliel. And he had everybody under really tight control over there in his home. And they fed him a horrible iser. Achilu, what? Saka daita. Ashta bem tancho tzadikim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevita kalal yadam. Tzadikim atzman lo koshikein. I mean, you wouldn't find the chamor of Reb Pinchas ben Yoyer eating something that wasn't meisered. You're going to tell me that they gave Rebbe Chanina ben Gamliel iser and he ate it? It's ridiculous. Well, no, of course, he didn't really eat it. But if he hadn't been such a great man, he would have. Big Shulachilo Davar, they tried it. What was that? It was Aver Menachai. Because what happened is that they messed up the dinner, and apparently one of the Avodim had walked off with a piece of the chicken, which, oh my God, if he had seen that, it would have been a disaster. So they figured they'd cut off a leg, roast it quick, and add it, you know. That's Avram and Achai. Zavodim, who knows? Anyway, so he was saved by that, but you know, but that's what happens when you got everybody jumping at everything. They get very nervous and bad things can happen. Rabba Barbachana, I te gita palga, ich tafkame a paga lo, ich tafkame a to the camera of a lazar. Oh, Marley, it doesn't make any difference. Afilo kotevo ala shita chapishma, shuv eino tzarich, Rav Ashi yomar. Afilo ken kil musa ve ken megilta sufficient. I don't have to see anything. Tanik about the Rav Ashi. Hamevi keit bimidinat yam afilo hu bebayit, v'sofer ba'aliyah, or hu ba'aliyah v'sofer bebayit. For that matter, afilo nichnas v'yotzei kol hayom kulo. Kosher. Hu bebayit v'sofer ba'aliyah. He didn't see anything. Yalokokosile. Elalafka gone to Shomako. Can't come Musa, but can't make guilt. Well, Mar, Afila Nichlas, Yotzi Kolayom Kulo Kosha, who was Yotzi Nichlas? I mean, you're still talking about the Shliach? I mean, Hashtu Babayat Vesofer Baliyah. We don't see him at all, Amrit Kosha. Obviously, Nichlas Vyotze. I mean, why not? Me boy, Ella is so fair, then what's the Kiddush Pshita? Mishum de Yotzi Nichlas Vyotze, what? We did get you be possible? Lo tzrich enafik l'shuka v'yata. Ma'a detay minish achrini ashkechei v'yomar lay as an emergency they gotta get for himself. Come ashmalam. Itma. Bovel, and again, according to Tosfos and many other Rishonim, the question is not Bovel to Eretz Yisrael here, but Bovel medina l'medina, but Bovel rav amar ke Eretz Yisrael l'gitin. U'shmalam raka chutz l'oretz. Lo mekumim fugim marsav l'fishay mekin l'shmav v'anig mir marsav l'fishay nin mitzim l'kayim v'aninam l'shricha. No, it is Barabba eat like the Rava. A little Kuliam will be in on the Kaimo. Rav Savar Kimanika Metifta, Mishkat Shriche. Mishmuel Savar Metifta. That's bigger Sayot, really. What do they know for what's going on? It Marnami Omrabab Omravuna, Asino Atsmina Babava Karatisolagitin, Michiata Rav Labava, which might mean Rav because of the new yeshivas and the people going from yeshiva to yeshiva, or mean may Rav in terms of the Harash and Mazger. Moti for Birmia, Rebuta, Mirakam, the Mizak, Rekam, Mashkam, the Dorm, Mashkam, the Dorm, Akko, the Tzofan, Mako, Kitzofan. I mean, Bavel is way more than Akko, and Bavel is Tzfoni there, it's Israel kind. Rebuta, Mashkam, Elami, Tzofanti, Patacha, Ra'a, Utsnan, Rebbe Meir, Oma. Okay, Akko, Keret, Israel, Gittin, but even Rebbe Meir was only saying Akko, that's because it's Koral. Bavel, the Mirchaka, Lo, Umotiv, Lo, Mufarakla, that obviously this means Levar, Mi Bavel. Adeichani Bavel Amar Rava Kimachloket Liuchasin Kach Machloket Legitin. Rav Yosef Farm has nothing to do. It's two different sugyas. The Machloket is only Lagabi Yuchasin for Gitin. Everybody would agree that it would be Ad Arba Tinyana de Gishra. Rav Chista Matzrich Meaktisva Lebe Archil. But Bebe Archil Aktisva, he didn't. Why? Is it because Lemon Kasavala Vishayim Beki and Lishmava Hani Gemire? You're doing the same thing again, man. With this brother, Rabbi Itle the Rava. The Kula Yama being in the Kaimov, and even the Azilu Shukala Hatam, Hanach Yade Bechatimot Yada Dahani. However, the people that are just coming in for the day, Hani Berahanachlo Yade, my time and Bishukayo treated. Rabbi Baravua Matzrich, even from one side of the street to the other, Miarsa Miarsa. Rav Sheshes is Matzrich Mishkunah Lashkunah, three houses. Rava Matzrich, even both Tashkunah. What? I thought Rava was the one who said that the problem is Ein Einam Mitzrayim L'Kaimo. He doesn't know it's a problem of Lishma. That's exactly it. Shani B'nai Mechuzah, the Naiden. Rav Chanin Mishtoi, that Rav Kahana was once, I think, you know, I don't remember if it was Misur L'Nardo, Minar L'Ola Surah. But anyway, he was out there, Kaimini Rab, and he asked him, Tzrichel Meva Fana Nechfana Nechfana Lo Tzrichna. Amalei, no, you don't. However, Yavadita Ahanit, meaning what? Would be a nice idea, don't you think? Kiratanya. Amal Rebbe, I think there's a mistake over here. Velo kvarsi soimu vlad betchum eretz Yisrael v'kravel etzipori yoter miyako v'tam Rebbe Meir ma'ako keretz Yisrael l'gitin even the Rabbanan were lo polygale d'remeril v'ako because it's far away, but kvarsi soim, my gosh, it's big caravan. They wouldn't have argued. Amal, shh, calm down. Shtok, b'ni, shtok. Oh, yetzah davar beheter yetzah, no? But wait a minute, what do you mean? But that's what he himself had said. Yes, but Rabbi Loi didn't tell him the story unless he moved on me. Shalach le Rav Avyatar, Rav Chista, Gitin, Abayim, Bisham, Nakan, Ein Tzrich Lomar, Vanay Nechtav, Vanay Nechtam. What is that, because Ein Bekin, Lashmar, Ani Gmeri? Ah, I don't believe this. The Tisba, Rabbi Itlai the Rava. Who are you quoting over here? Not to mention the fact he's got a bad reputation. He was once seen using an iPad in Mashach, the Rav Yudah. And everybody screamed at him, "What? You're quoting a nasty pasuk? You're not allowed to quote nasty psukim." V'katav lei b'lo sirtut. Yomer Rabbi Yitzchak, shtayim, okay, kotvim, shalosh, ein kotvim. The Braita says, shalosh kotvim, I mean, but he was kotev al posik. I mean, Abaye, alto kodolo yoda, alto Rabbi Yitzchak, lav gavar rabu, bishlama, milta de talya besvar, nu, meila. But there's a Gemara, it's a Gemara l'shmiel, it's a big deal. V'od, Rav Avyotzer is famous for having a Kodesh Baruch Hu's haskama. Aski mori al yode. Dichti vat is now love pilaksho, which we understand can't mean mom is znut, because then how did he go to take her back? So if you hold it znut, then it would be aser. So Rabbi Aviatar Amar zvuv matzala, Rabbi Yonatan nima matzala, shke Rabbi Aviatar le liyo. And Amale, so what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing right now? And that's the calligraphy giver. Oh, gee, what a coincidence. Just what I was thinking about. Who, Michael Amar? And obviously the Zvuv was a necessary introduction to the Nima, otherwise what's an afkamin? Zvuv was Bekara, Nima Botomakom. Zvuv is Miyusuta, but Nima Sakanta. Ikri Amri Irvi Iri Bekara. And Zvuv is Unsa, Nima is Pshiuta. Omrev Christu, Yolama Yatila Dame Mayetera, Betok Betoshari Pilegish Begiva, Yitila Lea Baalai Mayetera, Vipila Kamara Vavod Mi Israel. Omrev Yunamarav Kolamatila Mayetera Betok Beto, Sofubali de Shalosh Averot, Giluya Rayot, Vichutamim, Vichilu Shabbat. Omrabba Barbakan Amde Amira Bonan, Shlosh Dvarm Serkor Loma, Betok Beto of Shabbat, Ibhashecha, His heart, and Raftam, and look at Saner Zerkle Mimra, Benechuta, Kirkle Kabuni. Omer Vashi, look, I know that Shemir the other Rabba Barbakana, but any normal human being, you know, Kiyamta Misvara. Omer Bebaboli, Olama Yatila Dame, Mayeti Rabba Torbeto, Sharyam Godol, Yitila Mayeti Rabba Torbeto, Vichlu Dover Godol, Umano Rebbe Hanina Bengamuya. What? Hechilu, Saka Daita, Hashtabe Emtam Shal Tzadikim, in Akarish Borchum, Evi Takola Yadam, Tzadikim, Atzvam Lokoshkin. Well, there were big Shalachi, Lodover Godol. What was that? Every man I